You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Now, I know the Golden One Center is still a brand new state-of-the-art basketball and entertainment facility, but last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves, the roof must have sprung a leak because it was raining all night long for the Sacramento Kings. Three-pointer after three-pointer after three-pointer, a franchise record, 19 threes for the boys in purple and black as they stuck it to the Minnesota Timberwolves for the second time this season and earned their 15th win of the year. And it's only early December. What a fantastic thing to say. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. This is your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all season long. Daily coverage, Monday through Friday, every single weekday. If you're looking for interviews, if you're looking for highlights, if you're looking for in-depth conversation, audio from the locker room, from the players themselves and the coaches, this is the place for you. If you're new to the podcast, welcome in. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host from Sports 1140 KHDK. That is the flagship radio station of the Sacramento Kings. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. If you are returning, welcome back. Welcome to the celebration. Another win here. Like I said, 15 wins already in early December. This season has just been so much fun. And last night was the pinnacle of how much fun this team can be offensively. Not a lot of defense in this game on either side. Sacramento Kings do end up getting the victory. They drop 141 points in 48 minutes. They allowed 130, but we don't need to worry about that. All in all, Kings get the win against the Minnesota Timberwolves again, and that game had tiebreaker implications. It's been forever since we've had to worry about tiebreaker implications, but the Kings now have 2 out of 3 against Minnesota, and based off of how close the race is, at least as of right now, in the Western Conference, you never know, that could come into play towards the end of the season. But we have a lot to talk about and a lot to celebrate. Really, you're going to hear less of me today and more just audio in general. I have a highlight reel for you of all of the offense from the Sacramento Kings in this game. I had to cut out half of the Kings highlights and all of the Minnesota Timberwolves highlights, and still, this is one of our longer packages that we ever had. I did as best as I could to contend some down, but I had to get those three-pointers in there. I had to get all the Yogi Ferrell highlights in there. I had to get a couple of Marvin Bagley dunks off of lobs. There's just so much for me to throw into this package. So please enjoy for the next few minutes the sweet voice of the G-Man Gary Gerald on Sports 1140 KHDK calling Sacramento's 15th win of the season and their 141 point barrage on Minnesota inside the G1C.
Kings are moving 5-on-4 if they push. Here's Belly, passes on a transition three, goes to Shumpert, off balance feed to the sideline to Fox, touch pass to the corner. He's got the triple. From the right side of the floor to the left corner, the Kings went around the horn and they found Buddy Hield. 15-12 Kings lead. Jump with a dribble handoff to Yogi Ferrell. Looks right, drives left, finds the seam to the rack. Quick score. That's the way you make an impression. First time you touch the ball, you fake right, drive left, and get the layup. Nice burst of speed off the dribble that time by Yogi Ferrell for the hoop. 23-20. Straight away, Ferrell going for the triple. He's got the bucket. Yogi Ferrell with his 10th three-pointer in 27 attempts this season. Yogi Ferrell got the early call tonight, and he has delivered. Ahead to Ferrell. Explodes into the front court. No look. Pass inside. Oh, what a sweet setup. Easy flush from Nemanja Bjelica. And Yogi Ferrell is dazzling Kings fans tonight. Timeout going to be taken by Tom Thibodeau. How about the performance here off the bench by Yogi Ferrell, who in 8 minutes has scored 8 points, dished 3 assists, and grabbed 1 rebound, and he has been the initiator, and he has been stellar. Teague trying to answer with 3. No good. Long rebound chased by Buddy Hield. Intercepted. Grabbed by Bjelica to Buddy for a two-hand flush, and he was hacked on the way. He continues to hang on the rim, now settles to the floor, and gets ready for an and-one. Kings were running all the way on the deflection. Bjelica grabbed it at midcourt. It looked like the Timberwolves were going to get the 50-50 ball, and Belly, in one motion, just shoveled it ahead to the Bahamian wonder. Towns from the left side. Here's a drive and a kick. Towns open. Corner three on the way. Lead to Minnesota. 66-65. Just like that. Karl Anthony Towns knocking down the triple. T-Wolves are 4 of 8 from downtown. Belly trying to answer. He does! Kings regain the lead. Bogdanovich has it, leads it out to Fox. Kings with two defenders in front of them, 5-on-2. Belly on the right wing, steps left, launches for three, scores the three. 20-point night for Nemanja Bjelica against his former teammates. Back to Shumpert, swings to Bjelica, takes a 35-foot three, drives into the lane, kicks it out to Shumpert, uncovered, 4 on the clock, 3 in the way, he's got another one! The Kings with back-to-back-to-back three-pointers for a 6-point lead after they were down by 3. It's now 77-71. Order for the moment has been restored at Golden 1 Center. Bogdan probing, pulling it back out. Derrick Rose, the defender, gives to Costa, right back to Bogey. Goes baseline right, pocket pass intended for Costa Kufis, deflected, saved in the front court, but chased down by Marvin Bagley. Ahead to Fox, 2 seconds to fire a three, and don't you know it? He scores! Spins, dumps it out to Bogey, fakes the deep three. Costa sets the pick, now a rhythm three. Bogdanovich knocking down the triple. He gives you the three-finger salute in front of his eyes as he heads up the floor. 18 now for Bogey. 96-94. Kings come back. Set up the alley-oop. Bagley with a behind-the-head two-hand throwdown on the field. Set up from Buddy Hield. Oh, my gosh. What'd that take? 2.5 seconds? That was so quick. 98-94. Here's a high floater, Derrick Rose. This one's off the iron. Kept alive by the Timberwolves, but then tracked down by Yogi Ferrell. Quickly into the front court on the right wing. He's going to try transition three. Everybody's knocking down threes. Yogi Ferrell, who wears number 3 on his jersey, hits the triple. Kings lead is now 8 at 104-96. Here's Bogey with a drive and a kick. Ferrell, corner three. He's got the triple. The Kings have now made 15 three-pointers in 29 attempts. Yogi Ferrell has 14 points. Kings have a 10-point lead. Here's a steal by Marvin Bagley. Leads it out to Bogey. Fouled, but no call. Takes it to the rack and scores. That might have been a clear path had it been whistled. Tyus Jones tried to slow him down. Kings fans elated. They're on their feet. After going 3-1 on the last road trip, they come home for the first of two. They're currently on an 11-1 run to open up a 12-point lead at 109-97. It's their biggest lead of the ballgame. Hield going for another one. He's got another one. Sacramento Kings tonight are shooting threes like they're the Houston Rockets or the Golden State Warriors. A season-high 18 made triples. They're shooting 59.5%. De'Aaron Fox looks inside. Coley Stein with a long reach and a hammer. De'Aaron Fox, you can almost see him nodding in appreciation as Willie Coley Stein just ripped it. His length and his athleticism are really fun to watch on full display on that possession. Bogdanovich rolls right, hesitates, drives inside, hooks it over to Belly. Wide open for the three-pointer. He's got the triple. Bjelica with a franchise record 19th three-pointer for Sacramento. Kings fans on their feet. Thibodeau calls timeout. It's still a minute 41 from being over, but it's now back up to an 8-point lead at 133-125.
I don't know if it's possible to watch this Sacramento Kings team without a smile on your face. They're just so much fun to watch. Their story, their young core, how they win, how hard they play together, how different guys step up on different nights. This team is just so much fun to follow and so much fun to keep an eye on. And hopefully more non-Kings fans and more just casual NBA fans around the league are starting to pay attention to the Kings. Now, they don't have too many national TV games. If this continues throughout this season, that may change towards the end of the season, and especially going into next year with how much fun this team is to watch. So hopefully people are paying attention and seeing just really what the Kings do. 19 three-pointers, the epitome of just the strides, the steps forward that the Sacramento Kings team is making. Remember, they're one of the best teams in the NBA in three-point shooting percentage, but a lot of times they just don't take that many three-point attempts. Well, that wasn't the case last night. They put up a bunch of shots. First and foremost, they had a great shooting night across the board. It wasn't just from three-point range. The Kings ended up shooting 58% from the field in general for the game, but they shot 50% from three-point range, 19 for 38. They also got to the free throw line 32 times, knocked down 22 of them, 68%, not the greatest thing on the planet, but hitting 22 out of 32, just getting to the line 32 times was fantastic for these Sacramento Kings. And look at the amount of players that got into double-figure scoring for this Kings team. Seven guys. Nemanja Bjelica led the way with 25 points. He was fantastic against his former team. 4 of 9 from three-point range. Also had 5 rebounds and 3 assists and a couple of blocks. He was plus 14 for the night. He finishes with 25. Then you have 20 from Buddy Hield in the starting lineup. 20 from Bogdan Bogdanovic off the bench. 17 from Marvin Bagley off the bench. 17 for Yogi Ferrell off the bench. We're going to be talking about him in just a little bit. And then you get 14 from Willie Cauley-Stein and 13 for De'Aaron Fox. Iman Shumpert just missed joining the party. He finished with 8 points on 3 of 8 shooting, including a pair of back-to-back three-pointers. Really, it was a stretch of 3 straight threes that the Kings used to really create some separation and really capture some momentum in this game. Now, the Kings led by 11 points, or rather 13 points, at halftime. The Timberwolves came out in the second half with an 11-0 run and really caught the Kings napping a little bit, made it a 2-point game, then actually took the lead at one point by a point or two. Sacramento Kings then stepped right back on the gas, right back on the throat, and created separation. Timberwolves hung around, and they did it because of a 42-point third quarter and a 38-point fourth quarter, but the Kings dropped 45 on Minnesota in frame number 4. All in all, a fun, offensive 2018 NBA game. And head coach Dave Yeager, following the game, just said, you know, as a fan, this had to be a fun one just to follow and watch.
Probably a pretty exciting game to watch if you're a fan. We enjoyed it as well. The ball was moving. You know, we're better when we attack. And if we attack people defensively, then we got stops. When we were back on our heels, we didn't get stops. When we attacked, we scored on offense. And when we didn't attack and we didn't move the basketball, we struggled to score. So that was an exciting game. A lot of ups and downs. We can get better at keeping the basketball out of the paint. They scored 70 points in the paint, but I just, you know, I love the chemistry that we have with our team. Guys are cheering for each other like crazy. I thought, you know, hats off to Yogi Ferrell about being a professional and being ready for your opportunity. And we preach that with our young guys, staying ready, staying ready, staying ready. And, you know, heck of a game. Like, there's a lot of attaboys to go around. Happy to see, you know, Nemanja hit a couple shots down the stretch. That always feels good when you're playing against your former team. And it's a very happy locker room tonight.
We are starting to get very used to how deadly this Sacramento Kings team can be when they play with pace and when they get out in transition. Tonight was no different. They forced 11 Minnesota Timberwolves, ended up scoring 15 points off of those 11 turnovers, had 33 fast break points. Now, one of the areas that Dave Yeager was a little bit disappointed in this team, other than the fact that they gave up 130 points, was the fact that they gave up 70 points in the paint. So the interior defense wasn't too good in this game, but the Kings brush that under the rug with just their amount of three-point shooting. Pace is so key with this Kings team, and Yeager talked about playing with that up-tempo style.
It was good. We play fast, and I think that's not only is it exciting to watch, but it's fun to play. And I think, you know, you look a couple times, the things that people don't see is that Willie Cauley-Stein runs so hard, and I just said this in the locker room, he runs so hard somebody has to take him at the paint, and boom, we're throwing it across the floor, and somebody else gets an open three in transition. I think, you know, we need to play fast. It's good for us, but it's easier to play fast when we get stops. And I thought we did that, especially in the second quarter. The third quarter, they came out and got 42. The game got slow. We were back on our heels, and then, you know, we pushed it out from there. And, you know, we really started making shots in that stretch and getting the ball up and down the floor. But the first, I think they went 19-0 run, 19 points in a row where we did not get a stop. We got 3 stops in a row at that point, and we scored on all 3 of those. And that's what we're trying to teach our guys. It's a lot easier not letting – always not trying to guard, but it's better when we're a better defensive team.
You heard Dave Yeager just a second ago saying that there are a lot of attaboys to give around for tonight's performance, and Nemanja Bjelica didn't shy away from sharing praise for a bunch of his teammates following the win.
Yeah, I mean, Deron, you know, he played great, you know, and then Yogi, you know, he changed the rhythm of the game, and, you know, he was ready. And also, we played great defense, and then, like, we got some transition threes, you know, we were hot. and then you know, we prepared for Cat. Willie did a great job. Also, you know, when you have more so Marvin on the court, you know, it's easier to play like that.
Bjelica had a handful of what I like to call FU moments that he has just in these games where he decides, you know what, I'm putting up this shot. I don't care how deep it is. It's going in because this team needs me to light a fire and needs a three-pointer. He provided that and then some last night against his former team in the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he shared just how special this night and this game was for him.
We played against a very good team, and then like I said, I was trying to be aggressive early. You know, this game is very special for me, and you know, great. We break the franchise record by shooting, by making threes, and then, like, you know, when we play home in front of our fans, it's really like good, because they're one of the best fans in the league. So I mean, like I said, the most important thing is win the game. So.
Before we continue, I wanted to tell you guys about this great product called Action Heat. Action Heat is a sponsor here of this podcast, and they make the world's best battery heated clothing. It's heat on demand at the touch of a button. You can control your environment at all times with Action Heat. I don't know about you, even in our mild winters here in Sacramento, I get cold super easy. So to have stuff like what Action Heat provides to wear, I don't have to worry about turning on the heater or bothering other people who may not be as cold as I am. I can just have my own little personal heater everywhere with me. It's my clothing, and it doesn't add any extra weight or anything like that. The clothing is engineered to safely and efficiently deliver heat via heating panels similar to like a heated car seat. So you basically have a heated car seat everywhere you go. Now, heated car seats, in my opinion, are some of the greatest things of all time. I mean, you talk about all the bells and whistles of a new car, having consoles that'll talk back to you and things like that, a press of a button, and your windshield will change itself, or your hood will go down, or whatever. Not as good as heat seating. Just not as good as a heated seat. It's perfect for Emily or any friend or family for your holiday gift list. And I know there are some of you out there that are like me that haven't done any of your holiday shopping yet, so be sure to consider Action Heat as a good gift for someone who is considering or who is typically cold or often cold, who is looking for a new addition to their wardrobe. Action Heat clothing provides toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body. They include heated jackets, socks, gloves, hats, undergarments as well. They literally have everything for you, and it's also available in men's and women's sizes with fantastic models and great fashion for this winter season. So be sure to make winter activities more enjoyable with a blast of warmth. Action Heat is the perfect solution to keep you toasty and warm, rather, even in the most frigid winter weather. And check this out. There is a special deal for you listeners right now. You can save 20% off of your entire order if you go to actionheat.com/lockedon. You get 20% off your order. That's a great deal. Take advantage of that when you can. And you can be as hot as the Sacramento Kings were from three-point range last night, and as hot as Yogi Ferrell was coming into this game. Yogi Ferrell has had limited minutes, to say the least, has not found too much time consistently off of the bench with or meaningful minutes, I should say. Now, he's come in towards the end of games, towards the end of blowouts, and played with really the third string at times. But last night, Dave Joerger went to him early on in the first quarter, subbed him in for Buddy Hield to kind of run him off the ball as an athletic and fast two guard alongside De'Aaron Fox. Then when Fox came out of the game and Bogdan Bogdanovic came in, it was a mixture of Yogi and Bogey sharing the point, and then working as a three-point shooting wing. Yogi Ferrell was fantastic. Like I said earlier, he provided plenty of scoring, earned a lot of praise from fans and from his fellow teammates. He ended up with 17 points off the bench in just 16 minutes. He went 4 of 4 from three-point range, 5 of 6 from the field, also had 6 assists and a steal in that time. He was just so locked in, so ready to go. You heard Dave Joerger earlier talk about Yogi's professionalism and always his ability to stay ready. And he said that, you know, based off that performance last night, that he's considering giving more minutes to Yogi and using Yogi more on a consistent basis, especially if he can provide that spark consistently off of the bench.
The Yogi is a decision that I've made that he's going to play. And I think it's the most difficult thing to do is to not know if you're going to play on certain nights. If you know you're going to play, you get ready. If you know you're probably not going to play, then you do a lot of conditioning and you get yourself ready for when the opportunity comes. When it's a sometimes deal, he's going to be in the sometimes deal, and he was ready. I want to see him, and for him to know he's going to play for 10 games straight, not have to worry about if I didn't play well tonight. We're going to go in this direction for about 10 games and evaluate it from there.
Yogi Ferrell has a tendency to duck out of the locker room quickly to go visit his family and friends following games, and the media got in quickly to make sure that they could corral him and chat with him, and he had a lot to say about his great night.
It felt good, man, to get out there. I was a little winded just a little bit, I'll be honest, but I caught my second breath, and it was just fun being able to play out there, go up and down. Just being on the bench, kind of seeing what we need as a team, as a unit, so I just wanted to go into that second group and just create a spark.
He was asked about how difficult it is to always stay ready despite not knowing when you're going to play.
I mean, yeah, it's always hard. But I just got to stay true to myself and stay ready. That's what I've done since the beginning of my career in the league, is stay ready, never get down on myself, and keep the same enthusiasm that I've been keeping. There's always going to be an opportunity. It's just a matter of how ready you are for it. So I was always in the gym, getting workouts in on game days. It was just good to go out there and knock a couple shots down.
Well, Yogi, the Kings, your team knocked more than just a couple shots down. Now, he, like I said, was 4-for-4 from three-point range, and he was one of many Sacramento Kings fans to light it up and help lead this Kings team to their franchise record 19 three-pointers. Head coach Dave Yeager talked about how great it was to break that record, how much fun it was, and to do it at home in front of the Kings crowd.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, especially at home, man. Place is going crazy, and feel the energy, and I think it's a teaching tool more than anything about the ability to move the basketball in space and attack, and just extra pass. We had one possession where we overpassed and passed up a couple shots, but guys were ready to shoot the basketball. We're delivering the basketball, generally on guys' hands, and they're able to get good shots.
Final clip for you, courtesy of Yogi Ferrell. He talked about breaking the franchise record and just how special it was for this group.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, man. That's the pace we want to play at, though. We wish they wouldn't have scored as many points as they did. But for us to be able to play like that and play together and break the franchise record is something special for us.
Well, there's fun nights, and then there's another level of what we got last night. Sacramento Kings getting some much-needed momentum with a 141-point barrage as they take on and host the Golden State Warriors this Friday. The Kings looking for a little bit of revenge, having just lost to Golden State on the road not too long ago by just a single point. The difference in that game, however, though, was no Steph Curry and no Draymond Green. Well, both of them are expected to be playing in Sacramento on Friday night, and the Warriors are going to be coming into town with a bit of a chip on their shoulder as they got their butts handed to them last night by the Toronto Raptors, who are without Kawhi Leonard. So let that sink in. The Raptors without Kawhi Leonard really stuck it to the Warriors, beating them by 20 points, and that game wasn't close really from start to finish. So the Kings and the Warriors inside the Golden 1 Center should absolutely be a fun matchup, a fun meeting between the two. I expect to see a lot of Golden State Warrior fans out there, unfortunately, but I expect to see also a rabid amount of Sacramento Kings fans. And personally, approaching this game and the way I'm looking at this game, I expect the Kings to be very competitive and in this game really for all 48 minutes. There's no reason to me why this Kings team can't compete with the Golden State Warriors. Now, they can fill it up and score in bunches, especially if you give them a lot of opportunity from three-point range. Kings fans and all fans really in California know that better than anybody else in the league. So it's going to be a tough test for sure. But if the Kings play offensively the way that they were playing last night, if they're as on from three-point range as they were last night, I expect them to be able to pull this game out and to win this game and to beat the Golden State Warriors. Should be an absolute fantastic playoff atmosphere there on Friday night. We're going to come back for tomorrow's podcast, and we'll preview that entire game and a lot more for you. If you're going to be heading out to that game, why don't you let me know ahead of time so I can organize getting to meet you and shake your hand and say hi to you there. You can respond to this game, what you thought about the Kings' win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. You can share your thoughts on the upcoming Kings and Golden State Warriors game. Any questions that you have for future podcasts, let me know. You can reach me on social media at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter. I'm also MattGeorgeKHDK on Instagram and MattGeorge just on Facebook. And then if you are not on social media or prefer a more private area of conversation, you can email me at any time, and I always am checking my email. I constantly have it open, especially to get messages from each and every single one of you. mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. That's S-A-C local media. So many of you reach out to me via that forum and that platform, and I certainly appreciate you doing so. That will do it for another episode here of the Locked On Kings podcast. I hope you enjoyed all the player audio and all the highlights that we had for you here today. A fun win last night. It's just a good time to be a Kings fan. They're 15-12 in early December, guys. It's just so awesome. They start out that 13-game stretch of doom with a big win over Minnesota. Now let's see if they can keep the ball rolling and get another big win on Friday against the Golden State Warriors. I will chat with you tomorrow. Until then, my name is Matt George. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.